It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. The Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument is closed while crews conduct a burnout operation near the monument to reduce the risk of a wildfire burning in the area. The closure took effect on Saturday. Retired State Supreme Court Justice Edward L. Chavez will lead a public vetting of proposed New Mexico redistricting maps as chairman of a citizen redistricting committee. He was appointed to the leadership role on Friday by the State Ethics Commission. Every 10 years, districts are redrawn after the census count. According to data from the National Low-Income Housing Coalition, 25% of New Mexico renter households are extremely low income. The group says the state lacks affordable housing for those living below the poverty guideline. During this pandemic, eviction protections have helped keep many renters in their homes. But what are state lawmakers doing to address affordable housing in our state? I recently talked with Democratic State Representative Angelica Rubio of Las Cruces, who has been working to address this issue. State Representative Angelica Rubio, thank you so much for joining us. I want to talk with you about housing. The Albuquerque Journal North's editorial board wrote last month that the city of Santa Fe could see nearly 6,000 evictions once government protections for renters ends. Now, housing protections is an issue that you've worked on in our state. I'd like to hear your concerns about housing right now at this point in the pandemic.
So thanks, Anthony. I mean, it's certainly a big, important issue for me. New Mexico is already in a housing crisis prior to the global pandemic. And so right now, we're just trying to really deal with some of that. House Bill 111, which is a legislation that both myself and Representative Romero introduced, would have increased rental protections not only during emergencies, but also beyond that, because we felt that there was a lot of patterns and trends that were occurring that we wanted to try to fix. We unfortunately were not able to get that legislation through this past session, even after a number of hearings. And so we're currently working on what we can potentially do in the next session next year. It is a 30-day session, which means the governor would have to put it on her agenda. And so that is our goal over the course of the next few months.
Okay, now you mentioned that there were some issues that were catching your attention before the pandemic. What were those?
We felt like we needed to extend the time permitted to for tenants to pay their unpaid rent because the time limit was really too short. It was, I believe, at 3 days. We were wanting to extend that. We wanted to also require longer time periods to be given for non-payment notices, as well as prohibiting retaliation against the tenant who reports problems related to like their owner provided services or appliances.
During this pandemic, we've heard about the Zoom boom. Different states and cities have been looking at ways to lure people who are working remotely to their communities, folks who are making a higher income so that they can bring those dollars to their communities. What are your thoughts on this so-called Zoom boom and how that could possibly impact some low-income renters in New Mexico?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. I think it's sort of like twofold. I know that New Mexico, because we're constantly searching for ways to bring in a new tax base, I can see how many folks in our communities, leaders who would see this as important, especially because of our weather and outdoor recreation and that economy. But I fear that the sort of this born-again remote workers seeking these desirable areas like Las Cruces is actually going to really hinder. And we already have issues with finding affordable housing. And so what I would suggest is that if we're going to be attracting these types of workers, that we, because we're giving up all these large office spaces for remote work here locally, that what is the city looking to do to convert some of these facilities to affordable housing is, I think, sort of that balance that we need to start looking at. We could certainly be addressing this as a both and, that if we're attracting, then what are we also doing to make sure that we have affordable housing for those that actually already live here.
Due to the pandemic, construction materials are really expensive right now. So how do you think that cities or communities in our state can address this issue and invest in affordable housing with the materials being so expensive?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very good question. I mean, we're seeing it in a lot of different areas outside of even just construction. I think it's just part of just better planning. I know that other parts of the country, parts of the world, have really made some significant updates to just some of their urban planning and city planning. And I think that's just something that the city and the county and the rest of the state is really going to have to look at. And then having the state address it, especially in the next budget year, and see how we can be supportive of that.
State Representative Angelica Rubio, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.